I'm Allison Lockla, and this podcast episode is going to be based off Devil Wears Prada by Lauren Weisberger. The story I'm going to share is about Andrea Sachs, also known as Andy, finally graduating from college. She was expecting to find an amazing job because she had graduated from one of the Ivy League schools, Brown. Andy didn't have plans to stay in Rhode Island, though. Instead, she wanted to find a job in one of the greatest cities in the world, New York City. Although she didn't find herself getting her dream job, she still landed a job for a magazine company that was very popular in New York. Shortly after being hired, she learns how the head editor, Miranda, treats her employees, sort of like puppets. But hey, it's New York, business is tough. Miranda, Andy's boss, demanded that she did extremely difficult tasks day and night, one of the hardest ones being able to find copies of a book for her children that haven't been released yet. After being a part of the company for a while, Andy found herself doing a lot of Miranda's personal life problems, like a lot of stuff for her kids and also managing her money, which Miranda spent a lot of. This job started to take over Andy's whole life. This had caused strains on her relationship with her boyfriend Alex because she never got to see him, causing multiple fights, and her best friend Lily, who she was planning on rooming with, but since they got in so many fights, Lily felt like she didn't have good relationships with anyone, therefore she started drinking her life away. Andy finds herself very stressed when the Paris fashion show comes around, because her mentor and also co-worker friend at the magazine company who was in charge of the show ended up getting mono. This then made Andy in charge of the show. Sadly, this causes a strain on her relationship with Alex even more. They got into an altercation and Alex ended up calling it quits because he believed that they weren't actually in a healthy relationship anymore. There was also another reason why her and Alex weren't doing very well was because she was flirting with another man named Chris. A lot ends up happening in the Paris fashion show. As usual, Andy is Miranda's slave and is extremely stressed and not happy. During her trip, Andy gets a call from her loved ones, which was her parents and Alex, saying that Lily, her best friend, is in the hospital for drinking and crashing her car into something. Andy doesn't let that affect her and tries to put her job first when her family was expecting her to come back. I personally think it's sad to ignore her family, even if she isn't happy with them, because they are a big reason where she is now. But fortunately, Andy had had enough of Miranda when Miranda tries to get her to do more jobs for her kids and not for her fashion job. And she ends up calling her family members and telling them that she wants to come back and catches the first flight she can back to her family. I think this was Andy's chance to do her life right. She moves back with her family and sells a story to a popular magazine company called 17 Magazine. She found a job she appreciates a lot more and is happy she found the courage to forget her job at the runway. Overall, Andy struggled with balancing work with healthy relationships, making her lose her character and independence. But removing herself from a toxic environment helped her thrive. Thank you for listening to my podcast.